The following is a paid program sponsored by
Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186, David Hochberg, NMLS 136675,
and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com for all of your real estate needs. All of your real estate needs, WLSDavid.com. You could listen also online there as well. We're going to go around the horn. Let's reset the show. Ray, if people want to reach you at Permit Seal, how do they reach you, buddy?
His name's Roy, not Ray.
I said Ray? Oh, yeah, you know why? Because the Bolts came in here and said Rambling Ray would have done the show. And I said, I know. But I was talking, texting with Rambling Ray. Sorry, Roy.
You can call me Ray.
I'm sure you can call me Ray. You can call me Jay, but don't call me whatever that comedian was. Roy Spencer of Perma Seal, the award winner of the Better Business Bureau's Lifetime Achievement Award, which they only give to old men, so congratulations.
Well, you got to have a lifetime to earn it.
You got to have a lifetime to earn it. So congratulations on that. If people want to reach you for Perma Sealing and we're going to talk about concrete raising, we're going to talk about employment opportunities. How do they reach you and where do they go?
800-421-7325 and speak loudly because I'm getting older.
You're getting old.
You got a lifetime invested here.
And don't call him Ray. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Nancy Perlman and Keller Williams, people want to reach you.
My direct line is 815-603-9242.
Will Santiago of the Garage Door Group. People want to reach you, buddy.
833-MY-DOORS. Dial 833-MY-DOORS.
And the phone lines are open. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. Question for you, Nancy, from an emailer. I'm looking to buy a condo, but in reading through listings, I've noticed that some say condo, some say townhouse, and others say co-op. The question is, what's the difference between the three types? I can't tell from looking at the listing ads, and I'm really not sure what the best choice for me would be. Thank you in advance for responding. And always entertaining and informative show, Chris. So, difference between condo, co-op, and townhouses. Great question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. And a lot of confusion. Even owners themselves don't always know the difference, I find. And they're frequently, even realtors will post them incorrectly. So
yes, they will.
They do.
Yeah, and
you find out when you go to get financing.
Yes, and when they say that the condo is FHA approved.
Not.
And the FHA was approved, and the building was FHA approved 6 years
ago. That's a whole other topic.
Right, it's a whole other topic, which really frosts my ass, but we won't talk about that, but
later.
Go ahead.
Okay, so most people think it's the physical structure, and if they see something that's a multi-story and they're side by side, they automatically assume townhouse. And most of the time it is, but not always. Actually, what it is it's a legal form of ownership. So if there's declarations in a townhouse and condo are most similar because the inside of the unit from the studs in essentially and the common areas are owned by everybody. But in a townhouse, as opposed to a condo, you also own the outside part of the structure as well as the dirt that the building actually sits on. And so because in a townhouse, you own more and you're responsible for more individually, your association fees tend to be the lowest. In a condo, where the association is responsible for more things, then your contribution is going to be higher. So you own all the unit in a townhouse inside and out. You own just the inside in a condo. Now, co-op is a whole other ballgame. And that is technically, it's not even real estate.
You got to be voted in. Be voted in the island.
That's right. Well, that's right. And
it's a
corporation that owns everything, and you are buying shares in the corporation, and you have a leasehold is what it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, condos. So co-ops, typically you can find, I actually sold a co-op a number of years ago for like $59,000. But the monthly assessments were
super high,
like $800 or something. Because your taxes and your association fee, all your utilities, everything is rolled into that one single payment. So people can generally will pay for a co-op cash, which brings me to my question for you, David, and that is that most lenders don't want to touch co-ops.
Well, limited. We have lenders at Pearl Mortgage that will do co-ops. You know who used to do them? Not Northern Trust. What was the bank before Bank of America that took over local bank.
LaSalle?
LaSalle Bank. Thank you. Sure. LaSalle Bank used to have a big co-op program, but it's limited, which means that the rates are going to be higher. And, you know, we've done a couple, but there's limited options. So, you know, buyer beware. But
that's right.
It's a great question. And I will tell you this, on townhouses, you get regular financing. Condos, if you don't put down 25%, there's a quarter to a half a point adjustment, depending upon your interest, your credit score, in the interest rate, if you don't put down 25%.
And there's more documentation you need when someone's buying a condo.
Yeah, it's a little more challenging, but you know we got a condo department at Pearl. We knock it out. 312-591-8900. Thank you, Chris, for that question. 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com. WLSDavid.com. We're talking garage doors, so we were talking about the Garage Door Group. Think about buying a new garage door, then call the Garage Door Professionals at the Garage Door Group. The Garage Door Group works closely with the top garage door manufacturers within the garage door industry to find the garage door that best fits your style and budget. The Garage Door Group proudly has experienced and certified door technicians to ensure professional installation. All work comes with a 5-year parts and labor warranty with no hidden fees. Call the Garage Door Group today at 847-998-5555. That's 847-998-5555, or visit the web, them on the web at 833mydoors.com, or you could call Will Santiago, who's in studio right now, at 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com, for all of your real estate needs. Well, let me ask you a quick question. The I bought my garage door, I don't know, 15 years ago. Right. And like a normal consumer, we went to the big box store.
Sure.
Okay. Because that's what normal people do. Tom Jenke's rear end, because people go to the big box store to get their kitchens designed. Hang on. We got it. Okay, Burning Man, you see that? Doesn't work. So we've got a delay there, Burning Man. While you're here, let's fix the touchscreen. There's something screwed up.
Why is he here?
Because something. I don't know. Kimmy's there too. He likes to do the show every once in a while. He's a big shot on Steve Dahl's show. He's a producer at Steve Dahl, Mr. Big Shot. But he came back. There we go.
Nice right, job.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you. Let's wait.
All right.
Four
you can go now, Burning Man.
There we go. Okay. So people always one of Tom's biggest complaints, Joe, and your biggest complaint. As a contractor.
What's my biggest complaint?
As a contractor. Thanks for qualifying.
As a contractor,
I've got other complaints.
I know, you got lots of issues. But your biggest complaint as a contractor is when people go to a big box store, instead of a local professional like a Tom Jenke or Will Santiago over at the Garage Door Group, there's lack of control.
Well, and there's no accountability. So the people, if they order their kitchen through that design center, which is just basically uneducated people, you can't control the delivery date. You won't get anybody to support you in anything. And if one cabinet will show up wrong, it'll take another 8 weeks to get that cabinet.
Do you see the same thing?
It's the same issue with garage doors. Yeah. They'll go there. They think it's 16x7. Mm-hmm. They say got the door, come in and install it. When I first started, I just want to get my name out there. I'll go and install it. The misconception is they're not all 7 feet high. It might be 8 feet high. I say this door is off. My whole foot, I can't install this door.
Sure.
Or it's even smaller. They come in 7 foot, 6 foot nine or 6 foot six.
Mm-hmm.
We can't install that product. And they get mad at me. I said, I didn't order the door. So we completely stop installing big box openers. I mean, the openers and doors. And you're right. There is no accountability. They'll say, 6 to 8 weeks, and they get there in 10 weeks.
Yep.
And they pass the buck. Oh, it's not the door that's a problem. It's the installer.
Mm-hmm.
So we take care of everything. We take care of the door. We buy the door. We have a great relationship with our distributors and manufacturers. We install the doors. Unlike other garage door companies that we talked about earlier, they do everything from lawn to windows to whatever. All I do is doors, and all I do is residential doors. I don't do no commercial, no industrial doors, just strictly residential.
Yeah, just to focus on what you do best.
And we do it well. We're very good at it.
No, I get it.
So is there a price difference? Everybody thinks they're going to get a price deal. Tom has this problem with his doors too. The front doors. Everybody thinks, I'm going to go to Home Depot. I forget about that. Big box, so we don't get sued.
Actually pay more.
And I'm the guy that said don't specify the name during the break.
We talked about it a little earlier. It's kind of like a shell game. This is your advertised door. And then I'm going to nail you on this other door or this other option or this other cabinet accessory or whatever it is.
And you know, when you go to the store, you're going to spend more than what you went there for. Right?
Always.
So you're
gonna, that's a good point, too.
Yes,
right?
And why waste your gas and so on and your time? Just, no, let's call me up. We'll take care of it. We'll do the door. We'll design it for you. Work with your budget, with windows, without windows, wood grain, standard colors, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so there is no passing the buck. We offer a 5-year parts and labor warranty, like Roy said earlier, but no hidden fees.
And you're going to come out and measure it to make sure that the door is the right door that's going in.
Exactly right.
And you're going to be the one installing the door that you measured. Correct. So there's no variability in continuity.
We
of the
do
order.
Not subcontract, all in-house technicians.
All right, 312-591-8900. Go to WSDavid.com for all our contact information. We're going to hit a quick break here. 312-591-8900. Guess who's back?
No.
Lindholm Roofing.
Who?
Lindholm Roofing is back sponsoring the show.
So that Mike guy's going to be
Mike Houston with his with his jelly beans or with his M&Ms.
He sorted out his Skittles.
He's got a little OCD. He's got a little. I would say he's got a major. I guess there's no such thing as a little OCD. Either you have it or you don't.
He's a great guy.
Well, doesn't everybody sort their colors when they're eating like
okay,
M&Ms?
Okay, so we got to make
God,
sure. We got to make sure that
for you.
We got to make sure that you and Mike aren't on the. He comes and don't touch my Skittle. 312-591-8900 WSD.
The brown ones.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, more Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg on WLS. AM 890.
312-591-8900. It's good when your kids don't know that I have a radio show. We sang happy birthday.
No, I don't even know if the kids know where there's a radio.
My mother passed away last night, and my daughter sang in her camp, Hallelujah. And my mother loved hearing her sing, and it was her favorite song. So as she was passing, we played it over and over and over again. And, it's part of the tribute coming up at the end of the show. But we called my daughter, for people just tuning in, to wish her happy birthday, as I do with all my kids. And my daughter for the past, who was my first daughter, right, who I've been singing happy birthday to the longest on the radio, said, what's a radio or what's the name of your show?
What's the name of your show?
That's good. Okay. Yeah. 15 years old. That's good.
But she thinks she's going to find it on the radio by the name.
Future Leaders of America. Right,
I don't even know if they know how to use a radio.
I just am proud. You wonder why I got an 18 on my ACT? And then it went right to my top daughter there. 312, I love dearly. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WSDavid.com, WSDavid.com. We had a spirited conversation before the show with Nancy and Joe and Will and Roy about mudjacking. Nancy used that term, which I know it kind of gets your loins going there, Roy, because... mudjacking.
I did not say mudjacking. I said slabjacking.
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 Sorry, slabjacking.
And I didn't say carjacking.
And now they're carjacking cars on the Gold Coast, for God's sake.
All I heard was jacking.
Right, no surprise there. So let's talk about, I think you started the comment, Nancy, with... well, here, why don't you go? Because it's been 2 hours and I forgot the conversation already.
So did I.
Yeah. it had to do with pulling up in front of a house and one of the panels of...
No, what I was saying was that a lot of the houses, and one in particular that I'm working with a seller right now, that there are small sidewalks on either side of the house and the sidewalks have sunken in towards the foundation. And so not only does it look unsightly, but it's actually... all the moisture, any kind of precipitation, rain, snow, whatever, everything's going to pile up against the foundation, and it looks like hell, too.
Exactly. There's a lot of reasons to do concrete raising, which we call it, instead of...
That sounds much
nicer. ...slabjacking. So when you have concrete sinking, especially if it's next to the house, a sidewalk or patio or something, clearly that channels more water back towards the foundation, as we had talked to the earlier caller. The more water you can keep away naturally by drainage... It is a good thing.
And it never sinks away from the house either.
No. But either way, if it's sinking even away from the house, it typically creates a trip hazard because, right. you know, it's not level with the rest of the concrete. And seriously, there's liability there and
that
things like that.
That usually shows up in a home inspection also.
Right. And then, of course, the final reason is cosmetics. Like I say, nobody wants to see it. It's unsightly and things like that. And so the typical remedies would be, well, we'll just rip that out and replace it with new concrete. Well, that may get away, you know, do away with the trip hazard, but it cosmetically, it actually sometimes makes it look worse because you now have this brand new spanking piece of concrete sandwiched right. in between two older pieces and it really stands out and it's never going to be the same color. So we have a process called PolyLevel where we can actually inject under pressure an expansive foam underneath the concrete, which actually raises it. With a skilled technician, we can actually raise it back level with the other concrete. And there's like holes about the size of my pinky that we drill to inject this, and they're plugged. So,
and if there's cracks in the sidewalk that has it's uneven, you can still do it to raise it and make it level?
Yeah, well, yeah, we can raise. So if a sidewalk has a crack in it, we can raise both pieces and make it level, and we can seal the crack. You know, if it's badly cracked, it might be beyond repair. But, you know, typically if there's one crack in it, we could just raise it into the two separate pieces together. But when we're done, it really looks great, and it's level. We eliminated the trip hazard. Cosmetically, it looks appealing. It's no longer there, and of course, it's not channeling water towards next to your foundation. So, it's really
a great
process. It really is, and PolyLevel is a relatively new technology because traditionally they used to pump mud and concrete underneath the concrete to do the same thing, to try and raise it. But what they were actually doing is pumping heavy material onto a problem area, which typically would resettle again then, surprisingly. PolyLevel is a very lightweight material, so it is not adding more weight to a problem area.
Is it more expensive or less expensive?
It's actually just about the same. It's not that much more expensive. Most of the expenses involved is getting the pressure rig out there and of course, the labor, and you have to have skilled labor doing this and things like that. So the material that's injected typically isn't that expensive, so you're injecting mud or concrete or a PolyLevel foam because it's an expansive material, the material expense isn't the big thing. So people are pleasantly surprised, and we're very competitive with traditional mud jacking, but it's a far superior product. The other thing, if you've ever seen mud jacking, they drill a hole through the concrete about the size of my fist.
Yeah.
And that's
what
they
core
have to, yeah, they core through it, and then they have to pump the concrete underneath it. So again, think about that. If you've ever seen it, it's a big, nasty-looking plug and a series of them in a piece of concrete, as opposed to these little, you know, finger-sized holes that are virtually imperceptible. So a lot of advantages.
That's experience with that? Well, with when you're putting garage doors, I'm sure you're in and out of patios all the time and driveways all the time. You know, what do you see and what's your experience?
Yeah, uneven concrete, and people say, hey, man, the door is not straight. Well, no, the door is straight.
You're
concrete.
You're not straight.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
The door's not straight.
Well, that's the thing. We can do, you know, we do garage slabs. You know, sometimes the slab is shifted and things, and the door won't, you know, leaves gaps and things. So we can raise that slab. Of course, a lot of times, and I'm sure you've seen, Will, where where the garage slab meets the apron of the driveway is settled. Now there's a bump, and every time you drive over, you know, type thing, that can be easily eliminated.
Well, there you go. You guys got to get together after the show. Are you struggling to pay your mortgage? Is your home already in foreclosure? Reach out for help now. It's not getting any better, like your credit challenges. It's only going to get worse. Restoration America is a HUD, Housing and Urban Development Approved Housing Counseling Agency, has helped thousands of homeowners find solutions to avoid foreclosure. Their housing counselors will analyze your unique situation, create an action plan with options available through your lender and any other assistance programs available, which you have no idea exist. They will help you work with your bank and other resources to apply for assistance to avoid foreclosure. Best of all, the help is absolutely free. Restoration America never charges fees to help anyone that is behind on mortgage payments or facing foreclosure. Avoid costly foreclosure rescue scams that take your money and do nothing to help you make an appointment with one of Restoration America's housing counselors today. Call Restoration America today to speak with one of their housing counselors at 847-783-0232, 847-783-0232. They're awesome guys. They also do reverse mortgage counseling and all that good stuff. And for everybody who has challenges with reverse mortgages, I tried to get my parents into one, even paid to have them go to counseling. And the appraisal came in about $50,000 light than we thought, so we couldn't. So all you people out there that want to make accusations how I take advantage of elderly people with these reverse mortgages, I love my parents, love my mother, who's no longer with us, but still love my father, and try to do a reverse mortgage with them. So you could stick it in your pipe and shove it right up your wahoo. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. We have another email question here for you, Nancy Perlman. Question, I'm considering a move from a single-family home to a condo. Lately, I've been hearing some people in my office talking about condos and one person saying that he wished he had never bought his condo. This was a little concerning to me about buying a condo, and I'm wondering what might be the reason for that comment. Also, what things do I need to know or find out about before buying a condo so I do not have post-purchase condo regret? This is John from Elgin.
That is a great question. And you know what? I don't know the exact numbers, but I would say if you take all the attached, this is obviously condo day today, but yeah, if you take all of the attached housing together, it's probably 75% of the Chicago market, I'm going to guess.
It's condo.
Yeah.
I've owned two condos. Joe, you own a condo downtown.
Some kind of attached housing. So I'm going to address the regret in a second, but I do want to start out by saying the absolutely most critical thing is having an experienced realtor who has sold condos before, because condos are like snowflakes. No two are the same. And so you've really got three kind of types or styles of condos. You've got your small 3-6 flat, which are typically you know, first-time home buyers frequently, they don't stay in those buildings very long. The monthly assessments are really low because they don't want to feather the reserve fund. They frequently don't follow all the guidelines of the Illinois Condo Association Act, so they may not have minutes, they may not have budgets, reserves, et cetera, et cetera. Very careful you have to be. Not that you shouldn't buy those, but you need someone who's experienced on that. Then you have your mid-sized buildings, which are maybe anywhere from 8 to 50, and those are typically managed by an outside management company. So the management company holds the association responsible for all those things. And that's kind of a good mid-ground. Not too big, not too highly dense, but the finances are generally very well run. So that's kind of my preference. And you get your high-rises, which are, you know, 100, 200, 300 units or more. And they're usually full amenity buildings. They've got the gyms, the 24-hour doorman, the pool, all that kind of stuff.
And garages. Garages.
And they also have, now in the midsize, you might get a parking spot or garage. You know, the parking situations also vary. So each one of those types offers a very different living experience. And it's very important that the person buying the condo understands, what am I trying to get out of this? What? Because if there's a mismatch, then they're going to be unhappy. And so that kind of brings me to the condo regret. So that kind of falls into a couple of main areas. There's a lot of reasons. But it could be something as simple as they don't get along with their neighbor, they hear noise, the neighbors have pets or whatever, and there's not a lot of good insulation between the units, especially the vintage buildings. You hear everything. So it could also be a financial issue where there's an unexpected special assessment, or HOA fees suddenly go up unexpectedly, and so they're caught kind of behind the eight ball. Or it could be that could be a change in the rules. Suddenly there's no Airbnb, there's no short-term rentals, there's no barbecuing on the balcony, there's no, you know, the rules change. Just because you buy, and this is an important thing to know, just because you buy a condo and it tells you, oh yeah, you can rent out this condo,
doesn't mean
next year that's going to be the same. So,
yeah, the building that I own in Phoenix changed their rules. You had 90 days to find a renter if you had a rental, because they didn't want rentals anymore. So if you
and that's
one
happening
renter
everywhere.
Left, you had 90 days to get another one, or else you couldn't rent.
That's right. Now where they get around that by putting in the newest is that anyone, they don't have necessarily a cap, but you have to be owner occupied for 2 years before you can rent, and that automatically cuts out all the rentals. So those are really, and the last thing is it's just someone's coming to a condo from a single family home and they're not used to it.
Right.
They're just not used to all the people, the elevators. It takes too long.
You don't
to
have
get
as much freedom as you think.
Somebody should write a book about this. So if you're somebody's buying a condo, read this book first.
Let me just wrap up with two things
real quick.
10 seconds. I have a condo buyer's guide. You can get it by texting me at 815-603-9242.
There you go.
And 75% of people most people are very happy with their condo life.
I love my condo life.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com. Phone lines are open, 312-591-8900. Phone and text land. Go to WLSDavid. We'll be back after these messages. 312-591-8900, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show here on AM 890 WLS. I got a text message here from MegaPro's Joe. MegaPro Mike. Mega is doing MegaPro. MegaPro Mike. I meant to say MegaPro Joe. MegaPro Joe, MegaPros is doing my job right now. It's great. Love your guys. Have a doctor's appointment on Monday morning. Is it okay if I text Lou, I guess your service guy?
Lou's not good at doctor visits.
Okay, he's not going to go see Lou to get his doctor.
No, he can't.
I have a doctor's appointment on Monday morning. Is it okay if I text Lou my garage code to let themselves in without me being there? Gus and Bartlett. P.S. Does this count as a call in question for my mega gift? Oh, I guess.
Oh, my God. What's going on here? For one thing, a lot of our customers, we use a lockbox. I mean, they trust us. We're insured. We have no problem that way. So, absolutely, Gus, you could send Lou your garage code. Now, your second question, as far as getting $100 megabucks for asking that question, absolutely not.
You got to call in to get it.
Yeah.
Again, there was another question.
You could have called Lou, too.
Here, and you had sent me a text earlier in the day. Dave, every call-in question for MegaPro Joe will receive a $100 megabucks to be used on any MegaPro's job and a MegaPro's Mega Cool T-shirt. Call in and ask your home repair or remodeling questions. Ask Joe for your MegaPro gift today. So that was before this. You had sent me that before this text came in.
I know. We're trying to buy questions now. So, right. You know, just to
I was going to forego making that observation.
That's right.
But I will tell you, we're getting a real consistent quality customer out of the show. That gentleman I mentioned earlier that listened to you forever.
Berwin.
He lives in McHenry and condos in Berwin. But, I mean, just quality people, and that's really what we love. We feel we have the best customers.
And we have the best listeners. Homeowners often say, and we talked, here's a PermaSeal live read, say their basement only leaks when it rains. We've had a couple of callers say that on the show.
It rains really hard.
It rains really hard. And the other guy, yeah, we have. When it rains, and my basement leaks. And when it doesn't rain, it doesn't leak. Okay. Well, you don't worry about your living room getting wet, do you? Then why do you want to worry about your basement? PermaSeal believes that your basement should be dry all the time, no matter how hard it rains. That's right. You can have a permanently dry basement. Give PermaSeal a call at 1-800-421-SEAL. They offer a free estimate and transferable warranties, so you can rest assured you're getting the best value. Back in 1979, remember that, Roy, with the red pickup truck? Was it red or white?
It was red.
Red Ford 150.
F-150.
Yeah. There you go. Roy Spencer started PermaSeal and it's still a local Chicago-based business whose purpose is to make the world a better place. One basement or crawl space or driveway. You got to add the driveway. at a time. Your basement is already dry some of the times, but if you want your basement dry all the times, you know who to call. PermaSeal. 1-800-421-SEAL. That's 1-800-421-7325. Or go to permaseal.net. We're still offering the PermaSeal Team Hochberg Challenge offer that when you buy a home through Team Hochberg, Team Hochberg will pay to you, the borrower. I don't know if you know this, Nancy, but the buyer will invest in a sewer inspection, obviously in a condo that's not applicable. So the 75% of the homes in Chicago, unless it's a townhome, it's not applicable. But if the buyer buys a home and we could get a camera through the sewers to make sure that there's no root balls or garbage built up in there, we will pay the fee, refund the fee back, because sometimes the transaction falls apart for other reasons.
Right.
But we've kiboshed or saved three buyers to date from buying homes with faulty sewer systems because the PermaSeal camera technology went in, found some challenges. And
this is a huge problem in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Suburbs, it's a huge problem, period.
Anywhere where there's big old trees.
That's right. And not only trees, but you've got crap that people push down the drain that gets lodged in whatever.
Oh, my favorite is the people who think that, it says it's biodegradable, so I can put it down there.
Well, Roy loves that.
Well, you know, there's things, there's clogs, but there's also, you know, sewer lines just settle and break and crack and things, and they're not functioning, or they're partially functioning, and people don't know. So they have their homes inspected, and everything else is looked at, but nobody's looking at the sewer line. So
except us.
Yeah, David's been as foresight, you know, to say, hey, you know what? Why don't we really encourage people
that
to
is
do
a
that?
Great idea, yeah. Especially for the big older single family yeah. homes yeah. in the yeah. older neighborhoods.
That's yeah, what we started doing. What, 2 years? Laura and I met for lunch, and we went over. She's like, yeah, I want to talk to you about. I'm like, how can we get some more business going
your
way?
What do you normally charge for that?
It's very inexpensive. It's a few hundred dollars. And then you will get a detailed report. And, yeah. and actually, we can show you the video of what kind of shape your sewer line is all the way from your house all the way out to the street. So you know exactly what kind of shape you're buying.
So if there's low water pressure, could that be part of the problem?
No.
No, because you're taking it out.
Something completely
this is
the, different.
Yeah,
this is going the other way.
This is going the other way.
Okay.
But like I say, like David said, you know, there could be a major problem, and you don't know, and you could be just that, and you're just in, you know, the sewer line's typically 4 inches open when it's new. It could be 3¾ inch open, and your and toilets are still flush, and everything's still working. You right. think everything's fine, and then
do you know, the repairs of those lines?
We do. We can replace, repair sewer lines, put in cleanouts, and do rotting and everything that's necessary. But the important thing is that people know, both buyer and seller know what kind of shape the sewer line's in, which really, you know, affects the value of the property.
You send a home inspector in to look at the stuff inside the home. And then the home inspector is going to do the GFEs. Did I get that right?
Is it That's right.
Oh, I finally got it right.
No, it's not right. It's 15
years. No. GFI.
GCFI. GCFI.
Okay, so they're...
But they're going to check the electrical.
Right. The amperage, the
Mega
power.
Pro electrician was in here. He talked about those double taps yeah. that are going on. So there are problems that... You're right.
A typical
so
home inspector is going to
thoroughly check
water yep. pressure, but they're not going to stick a camera down the sewer line to make sure that it's clean and unobstructed. That's what we do. My sister-in-law had her sewer cleaned out and changed out. Okay, problem is they didn't put in what they were supposed to do, and it cracked. Okay, mm-hmm. called PermaSeal out. PermaSeal's like, well, they didn't do what they said they were going to do. Dug it out. Put in a new one. Called the city of Deerfield out to check before they put the dirt back. Because what the other guy did was he dug it out. The inspector came out, said, "Yeah, okay, go." And then they switched out the part and put the cheaper, less expensive part in. And of course, it failed. So she had to do it again 5-10 years later. Okay, they called out the inspector before they started backfilling the hole. And guess what? Now she could sell the property with Dave Schluter's help, legal help, and didn't have any challenges or any lawsuits coming back to her because she knew she had a problem and it got fixed. And it's just a peace of mind knowing that they didn't have any problems. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900 at 1150. We're going to do a special tribute to my mom who passed away last night. She wanted me to do the show today, so I'm here doing the show. That's why I'm here. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. I'm going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. 312, there you go. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. WLS is good to me, so I'm going to be good to them. They've got something called 4K a day that they do at 11, at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Did you get those times? 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Those are the four times every day when somebody at WLS, the announcers, Big John and Ray and Steve Dahl, will announce a keyword for your shot to win $1,000. It's 4K a day and WLS AM 890, 8 a.m., 8 and 11 a.m., 2 and 5 p.m. So it's during the morning show. Big John and Ray, who are good buddies of mine, Steve Dahl, who's also a buddy of mine on his show. So listen during those four times to win a grand. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. I want to welcome back Lindholm Roofing as a sponsor of the show. After a long and snowy winter and cold and wet spring, Lindholm Roofing is back in action and ready to help our listeners. It's not a question of if you'll need a new roof, but when. Avoiding costly roof repairs will cause interior damage to your home and or business, and when it's time to repair or replace your roof, Lindholm Roofing is the company that I strongly recommend. One of our guys, Jose Rodriguez, used them to replace his roof in Glenview, and there's like four or five of his neighbors are using Lindholm this spring to replace their roofs as well. It's family-owned business for three generations. They are honest and fair and will only sell you what you would need to install for their, that came out bad. They are honest and fair and will only sell you what they would install for their own homes or business. Lindholm Roofing does every type of roofing, gutter, siding, and tuck pointing. And Lindholm Roofing, if you call Lindholm Roofing, you will get a free no-obligation estimate for any job, big or small. In fact, if they come out and find that your current roof will last a few more years before it needs repair or replacement, they'll gladly tell you so. They'll value fairness. They value fairness and integrity above all else, and that's what's earned them a rating with the Better Business Bureau. There's that Better Business Bureau thing again, Roy, that you're so proud of, and rightly so. For a free estimate, call Lindholm Roofing now, 888-4, the number 4, roofer. That's 888-476-6337. That's 888-476-6337, or go to WLSDavid.com. Click on sponsors and find their contact information, or you go to Lindholm, L-I-N-D-H-O-L-M, roofing.com, L-I-N-D-H-O-L-M, roofing.com. One more time, because I screwed that up. L-I-N-D-H-O-L-M, roofing.com for their contact information. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com. Joe, what's the hottest thing right now in home improvements?
Kitchens and baths, you mean always. A trend? People are feeling more confident about their homes. We're doing some additions again. Bigger size projects.
Bigger size projects.
And basically because you're feeling better about your home.
And you can never go wrong updating your kitchen or a bathroom. You should do it every 10 years, frankly, 10 to 15 minimum.
Oh, my God, I love your thinking. It's like replacing a garage door every 10 years to replace your kitchen.
An update doesn't have to be that big.
Oh, all right. Yeah. It's a good point, Nance. I think you should sell home improvements.
Yeah, but Joe would like you to rip the top off and put another story on the house. That would be
That's what's going on in my neighborhood.
I know, and the truth
a lot
of
neighborhoods.
We haven't seen additions. We haven't even priced additions since 2007.
But now you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What about dormers? Do you do dormers?
Yes, dormers. Sure, absolutely.
That seems to be a big thing in my neighborhood.
What, redoing dormers or installing dormers?
Putting dormers in, you know, on the Cape Cods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what neighborhood are you in?
Irving Park.
Yeah. Oh, Nance, perfect. Yeah.
Those homes are pre-war? Were those pre-war? 1920s, 30s?
Up to mm-hmm. 50s.
Yeah. Plaster walls, hardwood flooring, one-inch hardwood flooring. I mean, you could drop an elephant from a plane and the house would be fine.
A lot of Cape Cods.
Yeah.
They got good bones.
Got good bone, good structure on that house.
Absolutely.
Like my girls in high school I dated. Good bones. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. What are the hottest neighborhoods here in Chicago?
Oh, my gosh. Everything pretty much. But, no, surprisingly, and actually there was an article in Crain's just this week about the hottest neighborhoods. I think I gave you the sheet there, David.
Yeah, I got it right here.
But
condos and townhouses, Irving Park.
Irving Park, my neighborhood. Yay, let's hear it for
there
Irving
you
Park.
Go.
Yeah, condos are pretty hot everywhere. It's everything from an entry level to a downsizing to an ideal form of the living for a lot of people. So those are always hot. But Irving Park, I'm surprised they didn't mention single family homes because in my neighborhood, every block has dumpsters, you know, so there's lots going on. But the South Side neighborhoods. Around Bronzeville.
Yeah, hot too.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, it says here that in Chicago, and it just tells you how things change, Roy, because back in the day, the top areas for condos and townhouses, Irving Park, the average listing time on market's 58 days, Logan Square, 66, Uptown, 68.
Three very hot neighborhoods. But I do want to point out on those times that are there, this is the first quarter of the year, which is slow. Today, you won't see that. You'll see it'll be faster.
Right. And the interesting thing back in the day was that Logan Square and Uptown was a good place to get shot and get your car stolen. Mm. Okay. And now they're the hottest areas around.
Right.
It just tells you how things turn around. You know, back in the day, if you wanted to get mugged or stabbed, go buy a coffee and you could go, you know, get shot getting a coffee in Uptown.
I was thinking about it this morning, and I didn't even know where to go now, you know?
It's kind of like, you go to get shot these days.
You get shot anywhere. Now you get carjacked anywhere.
Where can I go to get a good mugging?
Yeah, no, but like...
Streeterville, no.
Logan Square, I tell this story.
Just kidding. Oh,
that's nice.
Real good streets.
Yeah, right outside the door here.
That's going to get you in trouble.
I know.
All I can tell you is that I dropped off my assistant, Dustin, Logan Square. He lived right around the circle in Logan Square. And I'm like, what the hell are you living here? And I'm just like, I got to get the hell out of here. Bed, this was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You would not recognize that today.
I had to drop something off for somebody. And when I saw the Starbucks go in on Logan Boulevard, I'm just like, it's over, right? And then all of a sudden, all the gray stones started flipping and everything started changing. I'm just like, holy smokes.
Some of the best restaurants in the city are in Logan Square.
It's unbelievable.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's
and the Logan's Theater is fantastic. They did a wonderful renovation there, and it's like an old-style, new technology theater. It's
and you're great. Right off the Kennedy, and you got the blue line right there. It's phenomenal.
Yep. I mean, Two stations in Logan Square.
I mean, that's why these areas are popping up. All right, let's go around the horn. I've got to get out by a certain number. Will, if people want to reach you to get a garage door quote and replace the garage door, what do they do?
Call first things first, man. Great to be here, really, with you guys.
Well, thanks for joining the show, buddy.
No, man, for sure. And again, my condolences, man.
Thank you.
You're a badass for being here, dude. Going back to garage doors, give us a call, 833-MY-DOORS, 833-MY-DOORS. Standard doors, whether non-insulated in the city, detached garages, or insulated with your attached home in the suburbs, we'll work with your style, your budget, with windows, without windows, whatever you need. 833-MY-DOORS, 833-MY-DOORS.
Nancy Perlman. Keller Williams, people want to reach you, talk about real estate. You got a call in that you're going to call after the show. The guy wants to buy a pre-construction condo. So all those type of questions, how do they reach you?
They can call or text, actually, if they would like to get a copy of that condo buyer's guide, 815-603-9242.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, people want to reach you.
847-658-8989.
Is that after one or two tequilas?
You know, I just want to say, you know I love you, right?
I know you do.
Okay.
You're a good friend, and I value our friendship. And, I appreciate it. Roy Spencer, way to segue into Roy on that high note.
Where do I go?
Roy Spencer, for almost 40 years, owner of PermaSeal, the best waterproofing, basement flood protecting, crawl space encapsulating, sewer inspecting, and
concrete raising,
and not better, jacking though.
Not jacking, no, yeah. Concrete raising, and Better Business Bureau Lifetime Achievement Award winner. If people want to reach you for a job or for your services, how do they reach you?
800-421-7325.
And that's a 100% transferable warranty on all of your jobs.
Well, almost all of our jobs, you know, pumps, mechanical things have limited
sure.
warranties, but all our warranties are fully transferable with the house, not with the homeowner. So we're there. Permanent.
All right. Well, I appreciate all of the sponsors. I just want to say, before we run the tribute for my mic, I came in early today. I want to thank Burning Man. Woke up at 3:30, took me 3 hours to put this together. So dragging a little ass today, but just want to thank Burning Man for coming in. Thank everybody, all my friends, family, coworkers, neighbors for all your kind words, all your support. My mother was 75 years young, and it sucks losing your mom. Mother's Day is around the corner, and I'm not going to have a mom. So I put this little thing together for my mother. She passed away last night, and hope you enjoy it. Like I say at the end, if you have your mother's still alive, just give her a call after the show, no matter what, and tell her that you love her, and enjoy this tribute to my mom. Thanks for listening. Today, meet Myrna Rhoda Hochberg, 75, loving wife to my father, Bert, mother to me and my brother, Steven, mother-in-law to Elise and Candy, grandmother to my kids, Carly, Lindsay, and Natalie, sister to Gerson and his wife, Linda, Jeffrey and his wife, Linda, and my aunt, Marcy. Aunt to Bonnie, Jody, Jay, Lynn, and Scott, and friends to thousands of others who unfortunately passed away last night. My mother loved life and everybody she met. No matter where I went, my kids' school, out to dinner, vote in an election, or even spinning class, somebody would ask me how my mother was doing. My mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at a very young age and had to use a cane, a walker, and eventually a wheelchair to get around. But she never let it stop, define, or limit her or her activities. A perfect example of this is when my mother met my family at American Doll for lunch. While crossing Michigan Avenue, she fell out of her wheelchair and smashed her face on the pavement. People helped her back into her wheelchair and encouraged her to seek medical attention, but my mother kept on rolling. So with a bloody, fractured face and chipped teeth, she met us for lunch. She scared the crap out of all of us, but nothing was going to stop her from having lunch with her grandkids. I was at the hospital on March 13th when the doctors informed my mother She had stage 4 terminal cancer and had less than a year to live. My father and I were a mess, but my mother took it in stride and started putting the invitation list together for the party she wanted to have for all her friends to celebrate her life. That was my mother in a nutshell, the party planner. During the past 45 days, my mother told me repeatedly to remember the good times. Like learning how to swim as a kid at Freed's Bungalow Colony, having family dinners at my Grandma Gus and Papa Joe's home, visiting Disney World, Kings Island, and learning to drive. Scaring the crap out of me wearing a green facial mask playing hide and seek when I was 5 years old. Having her run her fingers through my hair to calm me down and running her fingernails down my back to give me the chills. Watching her hold each of her grandchildren and dancing with her at my wedding. I will always remember the good times. When others would have given up, she kept fighting. She always fought and never, ever gave up. My drive and determination to succeed and help people comes from my mother. When I'm told it can't be done, I think of my mother and I get it done. When I face an obstacle and think of giving up, I think of my mother and I overcome the obstacle and I never give up. When people complain about ridiculous and petty bullshit, I think about the hardships my mother overcame every day getting out of bed, getting dressed in order to enjoy another day of life, and tell them to suck it up because they don't have it so bad. This past Monday night, my mother fell and was rushed to the emergency room. The doctors and medical staff at Glenbrook Hospital did an amazing job revitalizing her and caring for her until she passed away last night. My mother loved this radio show, and for the past 15 years, I know she'd be on the other side of this microphone listening. We knew my mother didn't have a lot of time left, and I was going to do a tribute show to her, but unfortunately, the time ran out. The only thing my mother enjoyed more than this show was watching and listening to her grandkids perform. My mother's favorite song was Hallelujah, which my daughter Carly sang at camp last year, which was the song that she listened to while she passed away. If your mother is still alive, call her now and tell her that you love her. Mom, I promise never to forget all the good times. I love you.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She cut your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she threw the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The proceeding was a paid program sponsored by Home Sweet Home Chicago and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.